Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And with me today, I've got Carl Popback, I've got Joel Sanderson-Murray, I've got John Gibbons, and I've got Kev Walsh back from the dead. How are you doing, Kev?
I'm not too bad yet, mate. To be fair, I'm made up to do this. I got the message 10 minutes ago and give me a reason to get out of bed for the day, so that'll be me.
are you milking it quite a lot, like getting cups of tea brought to you, every demand met, or are you being a real hero about it?
Well, I had no choice but to be a real hero. It happened Saturday night. Anyone doesn't know, broke my leg playing footy Saturday afternoon, and my wife was away until Monday. So,
oh God!
Not only did I have to take care of myself, I had to take care of the two kids as well. So, I'd say soldiering on would be an apt way of putting it.
I know it's a very serious injury, but part of me was expecting to see you in the Glenbuck after the match, because I just thought if anyone's going to show up to the match with a fully broken leg, it's Kev Walsh.
I just couldn't bear the thought of those three little steps up to the back bar.
Well, we're very happy to have you here.
We got Nick to put a stair lift in.
It's all it needs, isn't it? Yeah.
I'll start a GoFundMe. Right, well, let's dive straight into LFC, shall we? And your options were Diogo Jota, the Big Five, and Darwin Nunez. Now, I was looking at these topics last night when they were first put on Twitter, and they had a whole 15 hours for you to vote. So I was terrified that by this morning, democracy would have changed what the result was. But it is still Darwin Nunez that we're going to be talking about, unless anybody here would like to use a wild card to talk about one of the other two. But John, we'll start with you. I was reading a 442 piece, I think it was yesterday, that was saying about how Darwin now feels a bit like a fifth choice forward now that we've got Jota and Diaz back from injury, and attack seems to be the only place we've got a real depth of resources, and we're kind of spot for choice. But I think the problem there isn't Darwin, and it's not necessarily a reflection on him that he's kind of dropped down to that position. It's more how he fits into the framework of this Liverpool team, because it feels a bit like Darwin is like the rock that the river has to move around and everything has to be built around him, whereas that's not so much the case for other players that you might be putting in there. So I don't know if perhaps it feels a bit unfair to be saying he's moved down to fifth choice when it's kind of more about his style of play and how a Liverpool team then fits around that, rather than saying he's just not as good as the other options.
Yeah, I don't think it's a case of not as good. I think, you know, where I would disagree slightly is that I think he needs to reflect on it in terms of when you say, oh, it's not down to him. I think he does need to think about, what do I need to do to get back into this team? Because I think, you know, although it's, I don't think, you know, anything's, you know, written off or anything like that, and I don't think the manager would look at it that, I think at the same time, you know, he is picking other people at the moment, and he's picking them for a reason, and a very specific reason that he's saying in press conferences. And so I think, you know, if you're sort of Darwin Nunez, you know, you've got to sort of reflect on that thinking and think, well, if I want to get into this Liverpool team, this is what I need to do more of. And it is more sort of work off the ball, really. And I feel, you know, he's dropping down sort of has got to him a bit. I think his last few cameos have been quite poor. And I think, but more from a point of view, like he almost looks like he's trying a little bit too hard. And, you know, he come on against Arsenal and he was crossing one where he'd normally shoot, and it was a thing. It was a little bit going, oh, look, I'm a team player, boss, and stuff like that. But he's like, he's almost trying like a little bit too hard or doing the sort of the wrong things, really, you know, because I'm sure the manager doesn't want to sort of knock the sort of the striker's instinct out of him, you know, because you saw, you know, without that, like, you know, Jota doesn't score at the weekend, does he? But I think, you know, it is more his all-round game, really, that they feel like he needs to work on and maybe isn't, you know, hasn't developed as quickly as what they would have liked.